But we listen to our guests, and that's so important because our guests are the people. And when you have someone sitting up in the federal government that has basically gotten rich off the government, mandating what we can do within our business here in Beaumont, Texas, it's unfair, it's disgusting, and it should not happen. Yeah,
Hey guys, welcome to our podcast, People Bring Profit. My name is Chris Alexa, and I got my friends over here with me. I introduce them all the time, but let them introduce themselves.
Yeah, Kimberly Alexa, CFO of Aspire to Be Hospitality.
Justin Smith, CEO of Aspire to Be.
Here we go, guys. Hey, I know you are looking at me like crazy, because I ran in there and got you.
What are we doing?
Yeah, I got you down the hall. I said, hey, get in the podcast center right now.
Yeah.
I mean, last night and I've been watching this for the last couple of days and it's driving me crazy. But last night, of course, I had my softball game. I rushed home and which, matter of fact, we won. And I watched the State of the Union from the president. Everybody's tuning in. There were some topics that came up there that were really hot to me. And I wanted to talk to you guys about this because it's really about the inflation. And I heard this word, and I'm not going to dive into it. Inflation's the lowest it's been in 50 years. Some comments he's saying, I have no clue.
He's demented.
Where that's coming from.
I don't know.
I don't know. But you know what stuck out to me yesterday? I was watching the news, and there's this attack on corporations and restaurants. Why we keep raising prices? Mm-hmm. Why are we raising prices? Why is cost of everything? Why is your shopping cart going to $400 instead of $100 like it is in Russia? And this topic kept coming. They were interviewing restaurant people.
Yeah.
Like how they're battling right now. And in any business you're in, I'm not just picking on, but they were picking on restaurant people, how we keep going into pricing. And then on his union address last night, he used the word, he's been using it, of shrinkflation.
Shrinkflation.
Yeah. So his can you believe that? So his attack is that you can go buy a bag of chips a couple years ago, and there were, I don't know, 50, he didn't say a number, but there's chips in the bag. Now, today, they're less in the bag for the same price.
That's the first time I heard that man tell the truth.
Yeah, because there is less chips in the bag.
There is less chips.
Yeah.
I mean,
it's the same size bag, but there's just less chips in there.
There's chips in there. So that, to me, is a shrinkflation is that, yeah, that I'm thinking, guys, why do you think they're doing that?
Yeah, because the cost has rose.
The raw materials are higher.
Yeah, they have to put less. Yeah, in order to make the same amount of profit, they're already making less. But in order to even remain flat, they're going to have to put less in the bag.
Yeah, or go up on their prices even
more. Or go up on their price and you can't afford bags of chips.
That's right.
Because you're going to have to start making your own.
How you make potato chips?
Fry up a potato.
Yeah, air fryer.
They're more expensive because the raw material from the farmer is more than it ever was. The labor force that it takes to put the chip together, we're paying more than they ever were. The insurance on the business is higher than it's ever been. The utilities on the business are higher than they've ever been. Go through line by line. There's not a single line as we go to build a business that is less expensive today than it was 3 or 4 years ago. That's it.
What do we call it? That's
shrink. Something?
Inflation.
Shrinkflation?
That's just a word he came up with. What burns my tail is, and people in the business that's not in the business or in the business, you understand this, right? But if you're at home and you're realizing, you go, we were at a restaurant the other night with Clara, one of her favorite restaurants, to go get beef fajitas, and I heard a couple behind me is like, holy crap, it's $55 for a beef fajitas for two. You know? And it's expensive because meat's expensive, labor's expensive. Insurance expensive. Water bills have gone up. Energy bills gone. You can't get computer parts nowadays. Everything's increased, just like it is at home. People are complaining every day. My energy bill is higher. So as a business, you got to raise your prices or figure out a way not to raise your prices and cut the shrinkflation. I guess he's calling it.
Yeah. So what would happen? I know the answer, but I just want to relay this to our audience. So what would happen if, as a business, you were handed all these increased prices, and you didn't go up on your prices? Can you just absorb the cost?
No, businesses are shutting down left and right, or the robots are taking over, because we have an obligation. And I get mad that the restaurant hospitality industry was attacked, because we have to take the stance that hospitality matters. I don't care what year we're in or what technology is coming on the forefront. It's the single most important detail of our business. And those people, those good people now, are few and far between to find. We've got to pay them. We've got to take care of them. So no.
And the restaurant industry is a heartbeat of this country.
Yes.
We employ
so many economies.
Yes. We employ a lot of people within our industry.
And a lot of good people, and a lot of college kids are going to college, how they're putting themselves through college, how they're paying to eat.
I did bartended in college.
And not even college. Kids that are coming out of high school that can get great jobs in this industry and make a good living for their family that doesn't require a college education at all the time. Yeah. That's the heartbeat of this community. That's the American dream. And for this dude to get on stage and talk about shrinkflation and try to compress our business is disgusting.
It's embarrassing, because they know the answer too, because they get the taxes. Profits are down. They know it.
Yes. Yeah.
Profits are down. You're getting less taxes.
Well, you know, in a business, when I, and it took me a while to figure this out, guys. You know, when I bought my first Quiznos, it was my business, or it was my restaurant. It was my sandwich shop. But at the end of the day, it took me a while. It's an investment. Guys, out there in the field, you're not going to invest your money in the stock or your 401k if you ain't making money. And that's what it is for us. We have to buy a business, and all these small business owners, from the big corporations to the smallest ones, we're all in business together. They're just selling a lot more than we're selling.
Right.
And so they have to make a profit to keep growing, to update their factories, to update their businesses. I mean, we just remodeled our store every 7 years. We have to make a profit to keep growing. So, yeah, that profit margin is a certain number that we shoot for, and we have to raise our prices. But get this. Get this. I'm about to throw something at y'all that's crazy. Uh-huh. He said this last night. Okay, this Senator Casey, go back and watch this. He's talking about, you know, shrinkflation. Then they highlight on the senator.
Yeah.
You know, and he's smiling like, I'm doing something great. And he said, yeah, Casey's passing a bill. So he's introducing a bill to Congress. This bill empowers the Federal Trade Commission and state attorney generals to crack down on corporations for reducing product size without reduction of the price. And he used Snickers, for example. Snickers bar is 10% less than it was, I guess, a couple years ago. I don't know what he's judging it to. But they did that to say to not go up on the price.
Right.
But now the federal government's about to step in our business and tell us that we can't raise our prices.
Very scary people.
I mean, because, yeah, it says reduction, but it's saying you can't reduct without lowering your price.
Mm-hmm.
So if I'm selling 10 chicken wings and they're going crazy up in price, and I keep, and I say, well, okay, I don't want to go up in price, and I'm going to put a 9. We're going to go, and we're going to change it from 10 to 9.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Pay attention, people. This is what we talk about, of me being a conservative, we're all conservative, of big government getting the bottom of business. If you don't want the Snicker bars, don't buy it.
Yeah.
If you want a bigger smart, heck, go buy the king size. You know?
True.
you want the little bag of chips, then buy it. If you don't, go buy the bigger bag of chips. Don't buy no chips at all. But don't let the government tell us that we can't do it how we run a business. Because we're all business people. We're entrepreneurs. We're players in the business. We have to pivot. We have to change. Because I can't go up on my pricing anymore in my Arby's hardly. I price myself out. So I got to figure things out. You know, that's why we're picky about, hey, if you want Arby's sauce, I'll give you 2. If you want 3, ask for it, but we're not going to throw it in there, because we got to figure out how not to lose money or how to keep making a profit.
Yeah, it's pretty scary when the federal government tries to come in and mandate or control your profit margins. That's a pretty scary thought. That they don't deserve a place in our business.
I mean, America was founded on, you know, the idea of entrepreneurship and the free economy. And like, our guests will tell us if it's too expensive or not too cheap or whatever. It doesn't make sense to me that anybody could come in and mandate that. That'll allow them to dictate the businesses that stay in businesses and the ones that don't. And then there's this whole conversation of needs versus wants. A Snickers bar is a want, right? The groceries at the store, this is a different discussion. If you're talking about meat that keeps people fed, that helps hunger, that helps low income, that's something different. And we you know, that's a separate convo. But going out to eat and getting a Snickers bar is a commodity that you worked hard for. Mm-hmm. And the end result of that is walking out of that saying that I either got good value or I didn't. But it's our jobs to dictate that.
That's right.
And you cannot dictate what I charge for something within that box. That is a core fundamental piece of America. You can't do that.
Yeah, and I loved where you were going with that when you said, let the people decide. The people... That's their right. That's their right. We as business owners,
100%.
Yeah, we will determine the heartbeat of how much we can go on our prices and our profit margins. That's our right as business owners. But we listen to our guests, and that's so important because our guests are the people. And when you have someone sitting up in the federal government that has basically gotten rich off the government, mandating what we can do within our business here in Beaumont, Texas, it's unfair. It's disgusting, and it should not happen.
Yeah, those guys have
and
no.
People should pay very close attention.
We're innovating. That Snickers and Mars or whomever, they're innovating. We're innovating.
Yeah. Yes.
Like the innovation, you might be getting a smaller Snickers, but it's probably costing them more in raw material. But they're innovating their business. That's going to go away.
Yeah.
That's horrible. It's our job to become more efficient, to sell it for less, to increase, you know, supply chains. It's people go to Harvard for that.
Right.
What's crazy is Snickers, I can't imagine them running their plant how to make a Snickers, you know, what they have to go into. Heck, every other week we get a call from somebody at one of our locations that some inspector's there now for a black backflow preventer, this inspection. Heck, we did a remodel at Buffalo Wild Wings and we didn't even move anything. And now I got to inspect it for ADA again.
The problem with the economy is one bite on a Snickers.
Yeah.
That's what's on Fox News.
Yeah,
that's one what bite. Biden thinks is solving this freaking economy.
I never knew the Snickers drunk is messed in size. I still want a Snickers.
Yeah, well, and thank you, Snickers, for making it smaller because that's one less bite. I really need it.
Yeah,
it's less sugar for me.
Would have got extremely controversial there. That will create a healthier economy that could have helped us get through.
But that's why they offer. But you know, it's disgusting because then you go, guys, go read this bill. Go Google this guy.
That's not the economy problem, and it's.
Go Google him. You know what he? And that's what he says. From 2010 or 2020 to 2022, they did this survey. The government did a survey on companies, and they said that that's when the inflation really started on their side, on the profits. You know, so now they call it greedflation. You're greedy.
Oh my goodness gracious! These people are so far out of touch with reality. It's disgusting. Who's putting these people in office?
Well, they get in office to be rich.
Yes.
Hey, I mean, yeah. We had an election here in Texas.
Yes.
And we had these people running for House, and every day I got like four pieces of mail from each of them.
Mm-hmm.
We could have solved child hunger if we would have not paid these people millions of dollars to go run a campaign to get in office. But every day we had four like flyers every day, color flyers. And those things are expensive because when you ran for school board, we only ran it once.
Yeah.
And you see that, Justin? It's crazy. And now they want to call it greedflation.
Greedflation.
I mean, American dream.
I'd love to show them my P&Ls and you just tell me how greedy I am.
But I get in business.
I'll show you my
costs. Doesn't matter
cost.
How much profits we're making. You can't grow anymore.
Yeah. I'll show you my cost.
It's too expensive to, mm-hmm. I mean, you've made it impossible to start a business with, I mean, who can take out debt at 7 to 10% interest? Who can build a business for 3 or 4 times it was a year ago? So it doesn't matter. It's not a profit conversation either. It's the growth of the economy and helping small businesses out. And we need relief from somewhere, not just getting beat up everywhere.
Well, you know, it doesn't stop there, I don't think. So you got to look. I always go deeper into it. You're like, oh, well, you really look deep into that. I go back, okay, now they're going to start attacking sports, athletes, right? Because tickets are too expensive. You can't go up in your ticket. So you can't make, this athlete can't make this much anymore.
Oh, it's coming.
They're going to start controlling everything you do. Mm-hmm. And saying, well, you know, y'all's tickets went from $50 in the 80s or whatever the ticket price to $100. Well, because the quarterbacks and running backs and all these professional athletes are making so much more, now they're going to say, oh, you can't pay them that much more because, you know, the guests can't go. But the consumer will control that. They keep going on prices and prices and prices. One day they ain't gonna sell out the stadium,
right?
Because they can't afford to go. And hot dogs are that much. But let them decide that. Let the people decide that.
That's right.
So give us some kickback. Who disagrees?
Yeah, I want to know this.
How can we help? How can we go on offense on this?
Yeah, I want to know that.
Help me understand this Casey guy. What's his last name? Do you know?
Senator Bob Casey.
Bob Casey.
Yeah, he's from Washington, D.C.
Yeah.
Help
me understand his mindset.
What restaurants
are
you going to, Bob Casey?
Yeah,
I'd like somebody to call Bob Casey. We all need to send a letter to Bob Casey and attack him because he was sitting up
flood
on that
his inbox.
He was on that TV last night just smiling like, look at me, I'm getting noticed. It must be time for him to be reelected. So that's why.
Let's send him a case of Snickers.
Yes.
You know, you're right, because I'm in a business, we're running a business, and we're fighting every day, and now we're getting attacked on this side of it, and now they're going to start trying to come up, because I look at it this way, they're going to come tell me, aspire to be Buffalo Wild Wings or Arby's, you got to give 3 salsas every pack, or Buffalo Wild Wings, you got to give this much ranch, everything, you know, and we can't run our business. Stay out of my business. This is American dream, and it goes back to that too, Kim. The American dream's over, because I thought I could open a business, if I want to go mow lawns and charge $20, I can go charge $20. But if I want to charge $50, I can charge $50. If I want to charge $100, I can charge $100. It's how much people are going to pay me. That's what I look at like this.
The value is in the customer, not the government.
Yeah.
Is the customer going to pay me $100, $50, or $20? But it's my job to set my number and go after it. And if they're not charging, if they're not paying $100, I'll drop it to $50. And then I might say, okay, I'll do it for $20, but I'm not weed eating. No, right. The government's going to come in and say, no, you're going to charge $50, you're going to weedy, you're going to blow, and you're going to mow.
Yeah.
And you can never go up over that. If you're not, we're going to file a lawsuit against you.
Yeah.
And then the poor little guy's out of business.
That's right.
Let us know what you think.
Yeah, please.
Sub, make comment, sure. get engaged. This is a one-off, but it's relevant. It's in the news.
Yeah.
Restaurant perspective.
This made me mad.
I know. It's making me mad, too.
I'm steaming sitting here.
Yeah. For real. But so, how can we encourage our listeners out there to make a difference?
Yeah.
Go flood Bob Casey's inbox.
Yeah.
Go voice for your industry. Voice for whatever business you're in. The louder, the squeakier the wheel gets the attention. And we cannot continue. Look at where we're at today in America. We cannot continue to stay here on the sidelines and be silent.
That's right.
So thank you, Chris, for bringing this up.
I was mad. And
go out there and make a difference, guys.
All our other fellow franchisees, all my Buffalo Wild Wings franchisees following us, our Dunkin' franchisees following us, all my hotel guys out there following us. Hey, go out there because they're trying to control everything and flood their box because this got to me this morning. It did. It got to me bad. So, but thank you, guys. I pulled you in here. I can let you go back to work now.
Yeah, let's go.
And hey, I want to remind you something. Again, go subscribe to our thing. I had something cool happen. I want to bring this up really cool. I had a guy reach out to me on LinkedIn the other day. And if you ask to be friends with me or follow me, I don't always answer right away because we get a ton. So I answered that night. I was sitting there making my, I think, my chocolate milk for the night. And I went and liked, and I don't know if I told you this, and I accepted his follow on LinkedIn. And it was funny, within a minute, I got a popped up message. He said, how cool is that? He said, I asked you to follow you. I found you on LinkedIn. And he owns a bunch of hotels and runs a bunch of hotels and all over. He's a pretty interesting guy looking into him. And he said, I asked you to follow you. He said, and then as you accepted my follow, I'm watching your podcast.
That's
I just found it, and I'm watching your episode as we speak. And I said, oh, that is so awesome. So we started having a communication back and forth. So that was pretty cool. That's gratifying to me.
That's a reach.
And he said, I love it. And I said, you know, hats off to you. If you ever need something to help, just pop. And he said, I will. So pretty cool. So that's what we'll do for you. But hey, go hit the subscribe button, please do. Thank you so much for your time. Appreciate you guys.